Well, we've listened to some wonderful music tonight and some wonderful songs as well. And we've taken part in it and we have sung truth. And we've listened to the word of God, which is truth as well. And it's that time in the service where we just sit quietly and just collect our thoughts about some of the things we've been hearing, reading and singing about. We've been reading a lot of scripture, which is great. But let me give you this Mark Twain quote. The two most important days of your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why. Now, a lot of things are attributed to Mark Twain. I don't know if they're all true that he wrote them all, but this is a pretty good quote. The two most important days of your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why. Well, let's just apply that to the one that we're singing about and listening to this evening, Jesus the Messiah. Let's think about the day that he was born, the day Jesus was born. Now, of course, we cannot be exactly sure of the exact day that Jesus was born, but we can certainly be sure of the fact that Jesus Christ was born. I know that we sentimentalize the Christmas event, and we sentimentalize it a lot. We've got donkeys and oxen and innkeepers and nice, warm, cozy stables and woolly sheep. And as many kings as the Sunday school or junior church has got for the nativity play. And we can look on our Christmas cards, and we love having Christmas cards and sending Christmas cards. And we can look on those and we can think, that's it, a Kodak moment. For those of you who don't know what Kodak was, then ask someone my age. But Jesus' birth wasn't a Christmas card romantic event. Jesus' birth was a real event. There was blood and pain and an anxious Joseph worrying about his teenage wife. How do we know that Jesus Christ really came to earth, he really lived and existed? Well, we know it from a few sources. We know it first and foremost from the source documents of Christianity. So in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 25, we read about the fact of Christ. Mary gave birth to a son, and Joseph gave him the name Jesus. We read also about the place and the time of Jesus' birth. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod. And there's another reference as well in Luke's Gospel in chapter 2 and verses 1 to 7, where we read this. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And it was in his day, the day of Caesar Augustus, that Jesus was born. So we've got names, Mary and Joseph from Nazareth. We've got a birthplace, Bethlehem in Judea, and we've got a time frame as well, Caesar Augustus, who was the Roman emperor from 27 BC to AD 14. So the scriptures never present the birth of Jesus as anything else but history and fact. But you say, well, that was just the scriptures. Well, why should you doubt them? But if you do doubt them, then there are outside sources from the scriptures that speak about the existence of Christ. The cultural world of Jesus' day largely was three. There was Jewish culture, Roman culture, and Greek culture. And each one of those cultures testified to the existence of a man called Jesus Christ. So Jewish and Roman historians, and a Greek writer as well, tell us about Christ's existence. And I shan't bore you with the quotes now, but I can give them to you afterwards if you like. So let's stop the silliness of questioning the existence of Jesus. He was born. But let's go on to ask the question, why was Jesus born? He was born. Why? Well, his birth is spoken about in a way that is unique to the human race. We speak about conception and birth, but his conception and birth were totally unlike ours. He existed before he was conceived and born. None of us exist before we're conceived. He came into the world from outside the world. And the Bible is not too concerned with explaining the mix of supernatural and biological processes of the birth of Christ. It just tells us he was born of a virgin. But the Bible insists that Christ was sent into the world. And in fact, the Bible talks more about Jesus Christ being sent into the world than about being born. Again and again, we read that the Father sent the Son. And so Jesus came into the world. But why? Well, Maria read to us quite a few scripture references as to the reason why Christ came. Let me just give you one of those. Jesus said this in the year AD 33. It was late March, probably the last week of March, and Jesus was in a place called Jericho, which is still the lowest city on planet Earth. And this is what Jesus said in that March of AD 33. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. That's why he came from outside our world into our world and was born in space-time history. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. So that makes us ask the question, what's lost? And who did he come to seek? Who are the lost? Well, the world is lost. Humanity is lost. We are lost in so many ways. We've lost our way in life. Our moral sat-nav has broken, and we don't know which way to turn to sort out the mess we're in. We've lost our identity. We don't know who we are, so we're constantly trying to reinvent ourselves or create online identities, hoping to find the real me. We've lost our purpose, so we just give ourselves to acquiring more and more and better stuff, thinking that that's what life is all about. And we've lost our mind. We can't think straight, and so everything is based on feelings. And we make irrational decisions because it feels right. So we've lost so much. We are the lost. But most importantly, and far more seriously, we have lost our relationship with God. We see God as an outdated concept that we have killed. And so we try and find substitutes to take the place of God in our lives. But nothing else can really ultimately satisfy us apart from God. We sung in the hymn just now, he heals the brokenhearted. Who can heal the brokenhearted? Nothing else can ultimately satisfy the human heart but God himself. We were made for him, and our hearts are restless until we find our rest in him. So basically, all our lostness stems from our lost relationship with God himself. So to be saved from this lostness, we need someone to restore us to a relationship with God. The answer to our world's troubles is not political, but spiritual. The answer to our world's troubles and our troubles is not found in economics, technology, entertainment, or sport, but the answer is found in the one whom God sent into the world and was born in Bethlehem, Jesus, the Messiah. So Jesus has been born, and Jesus lived to save us from our lostness. In his birth, he brought light to a dark world. In his life, he showed us what is possible. In his teaching, he brought truth and meaning and purpose. In his miracles, he showed us what this world should really be like. And in his death on the cross, he healed the relationship between humanity and God. And through his resurrection, a new power is let loose in the world. The power to remake what was broken, to heal what was diseased, and to restore what was lost. That's why Jesus was born, lived, died, and came back to life again. So that we who are lost can be found. We who are broken can be restored. And we who are far off from God can be brought near. The two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why Jesus was born. For when you find out why Jesus was born and lived and died and rose again, then you'll no longer be lost. And things will begin to get fixed. Not immediately. Takes a while. But you have the answer in Christ. Now, what I've said in a few minutes could be said in a lot longer. So I've spared you. But if you want to find out more about what we're doing, we've got a course that's starting on January the 3rd. And I'm just going to show you a trailer for what this course is.